Well, good morning. This is my baby, and that's her baby. Seems that's how it's been for us last little while here. A lot of precious moments, but at night I would get up for my baby, and she would get up for her baby. So it's been great. But I thought maybe I told Dave we'd only need like 10 to 15 minutes, so I'll try not to take too much time. I know there's a lot going this morning, but I thought it'd be nice to just share a couple things that we're thankful for about this church and you guys. You know, I think probably the reason we came in the first place is because I knew a number of you already that were here, and I liked you. You seemed like our style, so we came to visit and then stuck, so... and I just want to thank you for you know, welcoming us for a while now. I didn't know it would go so long before this day, but you know, especially those of you that, you know, were glad to see us. That was special. You make yourself vulnerable when you go visit a church. At least it seems like within our conservative churches, you know, people like, oh, you know, you church shopping or what? But anyway, so you feel vulnerable. And it's really nice for people to be glad to see you and make you welcome. So I remember the first Sunday we were here, we really liked the singing and the music. And that's something that's still special to me here that I value a lot. Thanks especially to Jeldon, Weldon and Joanna for that, faithfully leading us in that way. I really value that. I hate being late because that's like my favorite part of the service. so there's motivation for that. I'm thankful that here, to me, there seems to be a conservative Anabaptist core without the rigidness of exactly how we're supposed to do things, you know, the way the Mennonites might do it or whatnot. So... I'm really thankful for that, and that seems hard to sustain to me, but I'm thankful for it, and I hope that God will help us to always live that way. I feel like there's a sincerity to just do what God wants us to do, so I bless you for that and want to be a part of that. We're also thankful for... a warm culture. You know, some of you are family. Some of you have been together longer and have gone through some hard times. And that makes you really, really close. I have some experience with that, actually. But there doesn't seem to be partiality in, like, a certain family or people are more important than others. So I'm thankful for that. I bless you for that. And also... a culture that is open to, you know, where it would be a safe place to confess sin or something like that. So I bless you for that, and may that continue. Also thankful just for activities like the Christmas play and my couple's night and a variety of things like that. I'm thankful for that and want to be a part of that as well. You know, I'll let Greta share her testimony a bit and then go sit, but... it was nice for us to come for a while and just rest. I think from a church standpoint and kind of from a current stage of life standpoint, we have been very, very busy. Part of it's our own fault, I guess. But so I thank you for allowing us to do that for this time that we've been here. So maybe I'll let Greta share and then...
Yeah, I didn't know where to start, so I'm going to just keep it short. Can you ask me for the long version? I was raised in a Christian home, so to speak. I mean, yes, I was. Taught Christian values, taught the fear of the Lord, taught a lot of things that are good. And I was brought to repentance and born again around 14, was baptized. And
in North Carolina.
So I was nothing spectacular. Just God was faithful and good all those years, and I desire to serve Him and do life with, and be a part of His church with you all. So thank you for receiving us.
Speaking of being thankful, I'm really, really, really thankful for my wife. I know there's more than one good woman in this world, but she's one of them. She's good. There's a lot more that she could have said about her, some brokenness in her family and whatnot that were some really hard times that has really refined her, and I married a mature woman. And I'm very thankful for that. So as for me, I grew up, first off, I was born in Ephrata, Pennsylvania, for those who care. I was born in Pennsylvania and then lived in Tennessee a bit, but then moved to Virginia around 10. I turned 10 in Virginia, and that's where it feels like I grew up. I haven't been sure where I'm from because I've been from some different places, but it felt like I was from Virginia when we moved to Ohio, and now it feels like I'm from here. So, but I was taught the truth, I believe. I certainly don't have perfect parents, but they taught me to obey God by His word, and that was the root of how we should live, and I'm thankful for that. I was pretty sensitive. I certainly wasn't without sin, but I was pretty sensitive growing up, and I kind of had this big thing in my head where I'm just waiting for that call, you know, that was a lot of focus was on this call that, you know, when I'm to be born again, and I'm not sure there should have been that much focus, but that's what I was waiting on, and I remember one time I was just getting ready to shower, and it just was burning in my heart that it was time. And I was 16 years old, so I was pretty old, but that's when I made the choice to give my heart to the Lord and to be born again. And I was baptized in the Mennonite Church there in Virginia. And, you know, it's not, I don't have a dramatic testimony in that way. And I feel like there was it sure didn't all happen at once, I guess. There's things like repentance that I came to later to understand that more. And it's been a journey for me where it hasn't always been a victorious walk. And I still need to repent of sin at times. But I'm committed to do that. I have decided to follow Jesus. And to be a Christian and to repent of my sin and to keep on learning and growing. I guess if you would ask me 20 years ago, I would have thought by 39, which is my current age, that I would have arrived at a certain place. And I don't know how it is for some of you older ones, but it seems to be a continuous journey more than I would have expected it to be. But I am committed to that. I thought I might share a few things that are important to me. I don't want to turn it into a sermon, but I thought if I would share some things that are important to me, it would help you get to know me a little bit more. Things that I think are kind of foreign fundamentals. Some things just like that in the beginning, God created the heaven and earth. I believe that God did that. I believe that He did it in 6 days. And I believe that He created us, male and female, men and women. And, you know, who knew that one day we would really need to stand for that? It's amazing. But that's something that is actually really important to me. I suppose you could say it's a passion of mine, the difference between men and women. Not only is it a distinct difference, but it's really a great plan that God made, and it's a beautiful thing the contrast and then the combination, that especially that comes together in marriage. And I will fight for that. There's a difference between men and women, and there are no biological mistakes where a man is trapped in a woman's body or vice versa. It's not that way. God made us men and women. And another thing that I'm, along with that, that's really important to me is marriage and family. And a lot of people will say family's important to them, and it probably is. But, you know, I believe that they go together. And that's maybe an obvious statement. But, you know, for those who think that it's okay to not stay with your marriage, your husband or your wife, I feel like that they hate family. If you don't love marriage and have marriage and support marriage, then you don't have a real family. And so for families to be real as God designed them, you have to have one man and one woman, the only, literally only part until there's death, or won't part until there's death. And so that's something that's really important to me, marriage and family. And I just want to say, too, to that, how thankful I am for my marriage and for my family. And I want to say that God built it. God made our little group that sits there on that bench, and I'm so thankful for that. First, with my wife, and it'd be fun to tell you how we met and all that. We didn't know each other growing up, but God brought us together. He made our marriage, and then God has given us these children, every one of them. We have Jackson, Bryce, Brielle, Trevor, and Sophie so far, and we'll see if he adds to us or not. But God built that. That's really special to me, and it's really rather unfair, I've thought, because my wife and my family has been something to me to really show to me the goodness of God and how he blesses us well beyond what we deserve. I mean, you've maybe heard people say that, but I mean, I really mean that. It's amazing to me how, if I would really have got what, like, I didn't earn my family. I didn't earn my wife. And I'm just so thankful for how the Lord has gifted that to me and to us. Some other things that are important to me is being generous. You know, we had that video go around the men groups recently about that everything we have is God's, as a radical example of that. But I think it's really important to hold loosely to our things and to our time and to be generous. And I would like to say, too, I think that's something that I see here. I was really encouraged that meeting I came to when we were talking about a youth leader, and there was seemed just like these multiple things to where we could give to or participate in or whatnot. And I love that, and I want to be a part of that, being generous. And bless you for that. I think also a good gauge in our life and a fundamental is to have faith. Faith produces righteousness every time. It calms fears, and it pleases God. And whatsoever we need to do, we do needs to be by faith, and it's a good gauge. If we can't do it by faith, then we probably shouldn't do it. And whatever is not of faith is sin. Being thankful is really important to me. I think if we can understand being thankful, and I'm trying to drive this home with my children, to be thankful. But it can be anything from being thankful that you got one piece of candy as a child, focusing on that instead of wishing you had more. It can solve so many problems if you're just thankful. What I was starting to say earlier, it can be anywhere from being thankful on a small level to that. To even, you know, it's helped me in the battle of lust to be thankful for my wife. So there's so many things. I want you to think about that and ponder on that, and maybe you already strive at it. But being thankful is a huge help, and it's very pleasing to God. We all know what it's like to see unthankful people versus thankful people. So it's a beautiful thing, and it's been a really good help to me. And I also put down here relationships. I think relationships are important to me. And with that in mind, I would just like to make this commitment to you, if it is so that you accept us here as a part of you, that I'm committed not to let a difference become a test of the relationship. I've seen that, where a difference becomes a test of the relationship, and it just all goes downhill from there. And I think it's so important, and this is my commitment, and I would desire it so much in return, that a difference never becomes a test of the relationship. So if it is that you accept our memberships, I'm really, really looking forward to it. You know, you all have done well to accept us as non-members, a part of you. Thank you for that. But, you know, it's kind of like dating. And then when you get married, it's a whole lot better. And I really look forward to actually being a part of you. So thank you for your consideration.